Hello, and I'd like to officially welcome everyone for joining us tonight. You're listening to the Purion Health Products Consumer Education Conference Call Series. We get together every Wednesday night to talk about different health topics, health challenges, and tips and techniques to improve your overall quality of life and well-being. My name is Amy. I'll be your moderator, and I'm one of the founders of Purion Health Products. And we also have with us on the line tonight David Sandoval, who's an author, as well as the other owner and founder of Purion Health Products. Welcome, Dave. Are you with us on the line tonight?
I am. Thank you very much. And I want to thank everybody who's taken time out of their very busy schedules, I'm sure, to join us this evening. We hope that the information we present will be important and useful, something you could apply in your lives. And, of course, we want it to make your life better, because improving quality of life is our goal. And once again, we believe that if you are here with us tonight, we've done just a little bit toward accomplishing that goal.
Awesome. Well, the subject of tonight's call actually applies to everyone. And I think we have a pretty big listening audience tonight, and I know many people check us out on the replay line. But the subject of tonight's call is aging. And aging is something that none of us can get away from. No matter what we do, we're going to age. It's absolutely inevitable. And we're going to talk about how we can age gracefully and how we can feel great and look great as we go through that process.
Absolutely. When people think about disease, they think more about, you know, things like cancer, heart disease, diabetes, you know, other things like that. But really, I think that aging is the ultimate disease, and everyone will ultimately suffer and die in you know, from this disease. And so we want to minimize the suffering, extend our life, and control our destiny. And we want to get more out of each and every minute of our life. And I think that that's why Amy and I are here with you this evening.
Absolutely. Well, why don't we jump right into the subject matter, and let's talk about exactly what is aging. Well, the technical definition, or a definition that we came up with for aging, is when degeneration exceeds regeneration. So again, listen really closely, because those words sound a lot alike. When degeneration exceeds regeneration, reversing the aging process requires that we minimize degenerative influences and maximize regenerative influences. Do you want to explain what that means, maybe in a little bit more familiar terms?
Well, it reminds me of the old Who song. Remember, talking about degeneration? Okay, maybe that was a little over the top, but at least we've got everybody's attention now, and that's the point. You see, when degeneration exceeds regeneration, it's a little bit like your bank account. If you start with $500 and every day you go to work and you earn $200, but every day you go out and spend $205, we know that in 100 days, your degeneration of your bank account will have exceeded your regeneration. Is that correct?
Absolutely, and you have the current state of the banking system now.
It's called bankruptcy.
Right.
And so we are born with a certain amount of regenerative power. It comes with youth, and it's pretty hard. No matter what we do, we still stay young. But eventually, the toll of what we do will contribute to the rate of aging, the rate at which we move toward the ultimate, you know, the ultimate disease, which is death. And so when degeneration exceeds regeneration, then we age more rapidly. And when we can increase regenerative influences, that is a very good thing. And so that's our goal.
So when you regenerate your bank account, you're working and you're getting your paycheck. When you degenerate your bank account, you're out there spending. Is that correct?
Exactly. And what people don't realize is that, you know, the same principle applies to the human body, and we're going to show you exactly what we mean.
Absolutely. So we believe that once you understand what aging is, like we just used the analogy of the checkbook and your personal finances, when you can relate that to what aging is, that you'll be able to stop or reverse many, if not all, of the metabolic effects of time. And with the help and philosophy, with the philosophy and the products of Purium Health Products, that gives you a lot of tools to help reverse the metabolic effects of time.
In fact, we believe that we are the, I don't think there's a company in the world that has a greater and more comprehensive approach to anti-aging. And I think that we're like a sleeping giant. I think that people have to know that when we show you what the symptoms, you know, there's approximately 11 or exactly 11 symptoms of aging that we have identified, we will show you exactly what to do about each and one of those signs and symptoms of aging, and I don't believe there's another company in the world that can do that.
Definitely. Well, we've done a lot of research and studies out there that you can find online that we've researched through many areas show that prove that there's four primary factors that accelerate the rate of metabolic aging. One of them is lack of enzymes, whether they're antioxidant enzymes or digestive enzymes. Excessive calorie intake, if you're eating empty carbohydrates like potato chips, things like that, and bad fats. Low nutrient intake, like if your diet just completely lacks phytochemicals, you're eating just those empty calories. And poor elimination, if you're not detoxifying your body, if you're not eliminating at least once a day, 1 to 2 times a day, you are toxic. And those things have been proven to accelerate the rate of metabolic aging on your body.
Now, if you think about it, you break this down, and we talk about, you know, this degeneration versus regeneration. Well, we know that nothing is more regenerating than antioxidant enzymes. Antioxidant enzymes are the blocking, suppressing, and repairing. That's what they do in the body. That's their job. They block, suppress, and repair damage to your body. So a lack of antioxidant enzymes, not the antioxidants we think about like vitamin A, C, E, or selenium, antioxidant enzymes are those that repair our cells. And there are certain foods that are extremely high in antioxidant enzymes. And a study was done that showed that when earthworms could increase the single enzyme called superoxide dismutase, that they could extend their life by 50%. Now, most of the foods that we are presenting to you from Purium Health Products have ingredients that are nature's richest source of that same exact enzyme, that antioxidant enzyme, superoxide dismutase. And if you simply break that enzyme down, superoxide is a free radical that causes cancer and other metabolic damage, which we consider aging. And the superoxide dismutase is an enzyme that stops the mutative ability of a superoxide. So that single antioxidant enzyme, when increased in the body of an earthworm, would increase the earthworm's life by 50%. And this is the same foods, these same enzymes are the primary enzymes in most of the foods that we are promoting through Purium Health Products. Now, excessive caloric intake, as Amy said, empty carbs, bad fats, and also sugars, simple sugars, and artificial sweeteners, they accelerate the rate at which our pancreas releases insulin and lead to diabetes, type 2 diabetes, obesity, and other things. Now, when we look at low nutrient intake, Amy, what is the one thing we always talk about, that ratio? Do you remember what we talk about?
It's called CAR, the calorie antioxidant ratio, I think.
Very good. So if you're low in nutrients but high in calories, if you take the excessive caloric intake, combine it with the low nutrient intake, that means your calorie to antioxidant ratio is terrible, right?
Absolutely.
Now let's reverse it. Let's increase the amount of phytochemicals and increase the nutrient intake and reduce the caloric intake, the empty carbs, the bad fats, and the simple sugars. All of a sudden, we've turned the car around. Instead of driving toward our grave, we're driving toward a sunrise instead of a sunset. And this is all triggered also. One of the primary things that we talk about is elimination. Even if you're taking in a lot of good enzymes and, you know, you have low calories and and high nutrients if for some reason you still are not eliminating. We've got to think of it this way. Everything that we consume is partly good and partly bad. If we consume an apple, there's almost 99% of it that's good, 99.9% of it that's good, and very, very small amount that is not good for you, if anything. And now if we take a Twinkie, 99.9% of that is bad for you, right? So now the thing about elimination is not all foods are that dramatic. Most foods are somewhere in the middle, right, Amy? They're maybe 70% good and 30% bad.
Correct.
So your body takes the 70% good, and it does good stuff. It goes to eliminate the 30% bad, and that's what your body does. But if it can't eliminate that 30% bad, if that 30% keeps accumulating and impacting and accumulating and impacting and doesn't get flushed out, the impact of it is not temporary. That waste is not sitting in your body for a few hours or a couple of days. That waste is sitting in your body for a few weeks. And then the toxins in it keep recycling and recirculating in your body. Every time you eat a meal, the waste from that meal keeps accumulating and recycling, recirculating. And that leads to excessive metabolic waste, which leads to overcoming the enzymes, overcoming all of the good things that you've done. So poor elimination could reverse all of the benefit of an otherwise good diet. So increasing the rate at which you eliminate toxins reduces the amount of dwell time they have in your body and ultimately contributes to longevity and a reduction of metabolic distress or stress on your body.
Absolutely. I just wanted to throw in a quick little analogy that you have given at many of the other lectures. Like, think about elimination and proper elimination as taking out the garbage out of your home or having the garbage picked up by the city workers on your street. And so you take it out to the curb, the garbage man comes by and picks it up. But imagine when you have a garbage worker or a municipal worker strike and the trash just piles up and piles up and piles up, and pretty soon the streets are so smelly and stinky you don't even want to go outside.
There's flies and roaches and rats, right?
Exactly. Well, that's what happens in your body. If there's no proper detoxification, if there's no proper elimination, your body is like the streets, just piling up with all those
parasites, bacteria, viruses.
Absolutely. So
those are the rats and the flies and the roaches of the body, right?
Absolutely. Exactly. So what we've done is we've put together at Purium Health Products a product line specifically designed to help increase those regenerative factors that we're talking about, products that minimize degenerative factors and dramatically relieve oxidative cellular stress. And we accomplish this through the mastery of phytochemistry. And it's our goal to provide the tools that allow each of you to achieve a long life free from disease. And by the foods that we present here at Purium Health Products, we can absolutely help you achieve that.
Now, Amy and I have a simple message. And that message is about we want you, you know, you may not be young, but we want you to feel young. We want you to be healthy. We want you to feel beautiful. We want you to feel energetic. We want you to feel competent. We want you to be free from stress. We want you to have a satisfying sex life and a happy and positive attitude toward yourself, toward the world, and toward everybody around you. And that alone is our goals that I believe everyone universally can agree upon. And when I ask somebody, is there anybody who doesn't want that? Is there anybody who doesn't want all of the things I just said? I can't get a single hand to go up. So we know that we have something that people want and we have something that people need.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Because nobody wants to have deep, deep wrinkles. Nobody wants to have flabby muscles. Nobody wants to have joint aches and pains. Nobody wants to have a foggy memory where you can't remember where you left your keys. We don't want to lose our hair. We don't want to lose our eyesight. We obviously don't want to have low energy and just feel like we're dragging around all the time. And we don't want to have that bulge around the middle, you know, the belly fat that seems to just occur as we get older.
Exactly. Those are the signs and symptoms of aging. Add low sex drive and a weak heart, and I think we've got the 11 signs and symptoms of aging that we were talking about.
Exactly, and the sluggish, we all know that as you get older, what you used to could eat, you can't really eat anymore without having some digestive distress, or maybe your elimination isn't quite so good as it was anymore. So digestion and elimination start to suffer as well with age.
Definitely. Now, at Platinum Health Products, we believe that aging is the ultimate disease. We've said that. Why don't you tell them why we believe that?
Well, aging is the ultimate disease because it's chronic. It's degenerative, and it leads to a premature death. And why do we have to die too soon? Well, premature aging leads us to a premature death.
Now, think about it. Amy, that was exactly the point. It's chronic. Chronic means that it is something that you have for a long time. Okay? Degenerative means it gets worse over time. And obviously, if it leads to premature death, it's chronic and degenerative. Isn't that how we refer to disease, chronic and degenerative diseases?
Yeah.
If it's chronic, degenerative, and leads to premature death, why do not we classify it as a disease? Now, the question you asked, why do we die too soon? Well, the answer is exactly what you said. If we age prematurely, then we die prematurely. It sounds so simple, but it really is a fact, and it's a fact that needs to be acknowledged.
Exactly. Well, let's talk about a couple cases of people that are living very long, long and fulfilling, healthy lives. Let's talk about our pro-longevity potential. There's a woman, her name is Elizabeth Israel. She's 125 years old. She's known as Ma Pampu, and that she's the oldest living person she was the oldest living person in the world before passing away in October 2003. So it absolutely is possible to live over 100 years old.
Now, she wasn't rich. She did not have the finest medical care, thank goodness. And she lived to be 127 years old. She was quite sharp right till the end, from what I understand. Now, a woman that is special to me is Jean-Marie Comet of France. She lived to be 122 years old, and she was sharp as a tack right up to the last day. And, I mean, she showed none of the physical signs of aging. It was just her time to go. I don't think she suffered for a minute before her death. 122 beautiful and perfect years. And she's a beautiful example, but those two are no longer with us. Right around the corner from Amy and I, we actually have a neighbor who's in this club now, don't we?
Absolutely. Her name is Gertrude Baines, and she is in the Los Angeles area. She was born in 1894, and she becomes the world's oldest living person at 115 years old. And but actually, I believe she passed away this past January, but she became the oldest living person.
Yeah, well, she is, again, another example, and she was, lived right into 2009. So now there are many other examples of people whose ages are not kept, who are living into the 120s on a regular basis, so we see what is possible. We had a gentleman, 99 years young, who called in and said, he wants to know what we could possibly teach him about aging. And I told him the only thing I could teach him is that we want him to keep living, but not necessarily aging. And he definitely agreed with that. Now, well, there's a lot of examples, of dying too soon. I bet there's a lot of dog lovers listening right now. And I know that if I see a dog that's 12, 15, or even 20 years old, I'm thinking, wow, that's a nice old dog. But I might be underestimating dogs.
Yeah, dogs can actually live up to 30 years. There was a dog named Bluey that was actually put to sleep in 1939 after 29 and a half years of age. So it's hard to tell how long he would have lived if he would have died naturally. So dogs, we think they're very old when they're living really only about half of their potential. The same thing with cats. If you have an 18 or 19-year-old cat, you think, wow, that cat's ancient. But cats can live nearly 40 years. There's documented proof of Shelba, a 38-year-old cat, living from 1970, and she ties the world's record for oldest living cat.
And she lived to the year 2000, obviously. No, she's still going now. Oh, my goodness, that's great. Well, what's really amazing is, you know, we know people who raise horses, who do barrel horses, and they always, you know, I didn't realize this. I always thought a horse was old when it got to be like 12 years old. Then I was surprised that there was a horse in Sweden that was like considered like super old because it was 22, 23, 24. It was living on our green food, and its owners are really surprised. But we found something out about horses we didn't expect, didn't we?
Horses can live actually over 50 years, and there's documented evidence of a horse named Old Billy that lived to be 62 years old.
And that is, I don't know why they use the word old goat. They should use the word old horse, because that is phenomenal. Well, that raises a couple of questions.
Exactly. So why don't humans regularly achieve this 120, 125-year-plus potential lifespan? Why can't we do it?
And why don't domesticated animals? Well, maybe it's because we do the same thing to them that we do to ourselves. We eat the wrong food. But the real answer, Amy, is that we haven't really learned how. But I think that's changed. So we're going to say we haven't learned how till now.
Exactly. So are we really living longer than we did 100 years ago? And the answer is definitely no, and we can prove it. So with all the medical technology, with all the millions and billions and trillions of dollars spent on medical research and technology, we're really not necessarily living longer than we did 100 years ago.
It's called a statistical anomaly, and we're going to explain it right now. So it's pretty simple. Amy, what were the leading causes of death in 1899?
Well, it was infant mortality because there wasn't modern medicine back then. Many babies died in the birthing process. Also, many, many people died of the plague, as well as wars and workplace accidents.
Now, let's look at those three things. Infant mortality. If 20% of the babies died at birth, that means officially they lived one day. So let's say that people were living the same age as they are now, which is, let's say, an average of, let's say, 85, just to be generous. Let's say 80, okay? So people are living to be an average of 80 years old, but all of a sudden this infant mortality thing comes back, and 20% of the people die at age of one day. So now we have an average age of 64, okay? So the average age is now 64, accounted for infant mortality. Now, before many of these people get to be 64, they go off to war. And so all of a sudden another 6 to 7% of the kids are dying at 25. So now you take the average of another 7% at 25, and all of a sudden this average is down to 60. Okay, the average age is down to 60. Now, workplace accidents, that wasn't old people. Those were young people building shipyards and railroads and such. And so workplace accidents also affected the very young. And so when you account for infant mortality, the plague, and workplace accidents, which all affected people under the age of 30, then you could see that the average age suddenly drops down to around 55 years old, which is about the age they said we were living at the turn of the century. So 100% of the supposed increase in longevity is accounted for by the unnecessary and now eliminated deaths. Workplace accidents, less than one half of 1%. plague. The closest thing we have to the plague is the flu, which in the worst year that we could remember was 30,000 people killed in my lifetime, and that's less than 1% of the population. And infant mortality is less than 0.5% now. And so all of the leading causes of death are gone. The ones that affected young people are gone, and there's a new leading cause of death 100 years later, and they don't affect young people anymore.
Right. The leading cause of death today are things like heart disease, cancer, diabetes and the complications arising from diabetes, and emphysema.
What percentage of people in America die from those conditions?
Over 85% of people that die today die from these things, which again...
And how are they described? I mean, I don't mean to be, like, you know, flippant, but how are these diseases described?
They're all described as chronic and degenerative conditions, meaning you have them all the time, and they get worse as they
go. And this degenerative, isn't that the same as degeneration?
Correct.
So if we want regeneration to exceed degeneration, have we accomplished it? If people are dying from chronic and degenerative conditions like heart disease, cancer, diabetes, and emphysema instead of old age?
No, it doesn't sound like it.
Absolutely not. So we are dying too darn soon, aren't we?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Now, things haven't always been this way. I mean, things have not always been this way. In fact, if we were to go back just a little bit, I mean, I don't like to waste people's time, but let's go back a little bit. How far back should we go back?
Well, we had done in some of our research before, 40,000 years ago, people, you know, the very first people were hunters and gatherers. They were eating the leaves of plants that they found, and they were eating fruits and nuts and things of that sort and killing wild animals for food.
When they could, absolutely.
When they could.
Now, a huge revolution took place. By the way, hunters and gatherers were always at odds. The hunters thought the gatherers were stupid. The gatherers thought the hunters were not so smart. The hunters and gatherers, a lot of people preferred gathering to hunting, and they would eat meat if it was available, and some people preferred hunting to gathering. And those two people evolved into the agrarians and the herders. The herders took animals and domesticated them and kept them for milk and for meat. And then the agrarians took seeds and domesticated them and kept them for food that came from the ground. Now, if you know the classic story of Cain and Abel, you know, obviously Cain was an agrarian and Abel was a herder. And Abel kept letting, you know, Cain's cattle go across it. Maybe it was the other way around, and that's why he got angry. Well, if you go back even further, if you go back into Egyptian lore, there was the god of the gatherers, there was the god of the herders, excuse me, of the agrarians, of the farmers, and the god of the herders, and they were always at war. And so it's not uncommon for this conflict between the meat eaters and the vegetarians. It's been going back 40,000 years to a certain extent. But this has gone on until, you know, it's been the same throughout history until about 100 years ago. And then a lot of things changed, didn't they?
Yes, absolutely. 100 years ago, in the last 100 years, things started appearing in our food supply like artificial chemicals, artificial colors, artificial fats like hydrogenated oils, artificial flavors and sweeteners, preservatives. We started pasteurizing and homogenizing our dairy products. They started to use irradiation on foods. GMOs were introduced into the food supply, genetically modified organisms, and they started giving hormones and antibiotics to our the cattle for the dairy products, and hormones and antibiotics to the poultry, the chickens, and the things like that we're consuming.
And then they began to feed the dead animals to other animals that never ate animals, and we developed bovine spongiform encephalitis, also known as BSE. Now, let's break this down. The artificial chemicals in our agriculture, over 120 of them have been identified to cause cancer, and they're still letting them use them. The artificial colors in our food have been proven to occupy the receptor sites in our brain and slow down the way that our brain works, because real colors in food go to our brain and heal it. Artificial colors go there, occupy the receptor sites, that the healing pigments are supposed to occupy and block them from working, leading to Alzheimer's and other conditions like that. Artificial fats, these hydrogenated oils, are poison. Cities have banned the use of hydrogenated oils. Entire cities have banned the use of hydrogenated oils in restaurants, but every baked good that you get in America today has hydrogenated oils in it unless you're very, very, very careful. These are poison to the body. Artificial flavors and sweeteners. These artificial flavors and sweeteners, especially the sweeteners, stimulate the pancreas and lead to these diseases. We talked about these leading causes of diseases, and we're connecting them directly back to the food. Now, the preservatives that we use stop our body from being able to eliminate toxins. They hold the toxins in our body longer. That's the problem with preservatives. They don't let our body identify the toxins as being toxic. When we pasteurize food, we eliminate those enzymes that we identified as one of the reasons why we're aging too soon. When we homogenize food, we allow fats that never could pass through the semi-permeable membranes of our body to suddenly pass through and poison us. When we irradiate foods, we destroy all of the living life force, chi, prana, and this whole reason why food is alive. We eat an apple that looks like it's alive, but it's really been cooked by irradiation. Genetically modified organisms are nothing more than viruses from animals infused into plants, and then they want us to eat those diseased plants. It is stated that you cannot have a compromised tree bear uncompromised fruit. If we eat compromised fruit and we become the product of compromised food, is it any surprise that our health has been compromised?
No.
And then they try to give us synthetic food and synthetic nutrients.
Exactly. And what we are promoting and what we educate and teach about here at Purium Health Products is choose whole foods versus synthetics. And we have a couple stories here that we want to share with you quickly about calcium. As we know, as women, every time you go to the doctor, they ask you, are you taking a calcium supplement? We recommend that every woman take a calcium supplement. So I know, Dave, you have a story that you'd like to share with us about that.
Well, you know, this is a powerful story, and it's a story that needs to be told, and it's a story that's not being told. And, Amy, as you know, in our research, we found that cardiac arrest and heart disease actually take the lives of more than 1 out of 2 women. More than 5 out of 10 women die from something called heart disease, cardiac arrest, heart attack. And that's amazing. And I looked at the statistics and I said, well, wait a minute. A lot of men have heart attacks, but they don't necessarily die. Why is it that women tend to have more cardiac arrest as a result of heart attacks? And my philosophy or my hypothesis is pretty scary, okay? Consider this. Calcium is a mineral that drives magnesium out of our cellular fluid, okay? Now, when we experience cardiac arrest, the thing that saves us, or when our body has a heart attack, it does not need to go into cardiac arrest. It rarely does, but if the body's electrical system is not capable of handling the stress, meaning it's deficient of a mineral called magnesium, then our body can go into cardiac arrest and we could die very quickly. Now, since so many women take calcium in the belief that it's doing their body good, they actually end up pushing the magnesium out of their body. Even if there's magnesium in their calcium, it is not going into the cellular fluid because the calcium won't allow it to. And so this artificial belief that we're helping ourselves and preventing osteoporosis, which, by the way, is a very misguided assumption, is potentially leading to millions of deaths among our sisters, our mothers, our wives, our daughters, and our friends. And women, you're out there taking calcium supplements. I think they're dangerous. I think if you read our battle plan on osteoporosis, you'll find out the truth about why the body develops this disease. And you'll find out that there is an enzyme called TFOS. And that enzyme has a job, and its job is to dissolve calcium in your bones. Your body produces that enzyme, but it only produces that enzyme when it detects excessive amounts of harmful acids. When we eat foods that create harmful acids, and when those acids build up because of poor elimination, and our body detects those harmful acids reaching a dangerous level, it will dissolve your bones to create liquid calcium. Liquid calcium will go seek out and bond with those toxic acids. The liquid calcium will become hard again, and it will trap those toxic acids so they can't hurt your body, so you will not suffer from lupus, Crohn's disease, multiple sclerosis, Alzheimer's, and osteoarthritis. But you will suffer from osteoporosis if you don't change your diet and allow your bones to rebuild themselves, which they will if you stop eating all of the totally acidic and damaging foods. So the calcium conundrum is that you need to have a proper diet to rebuild your bones and proper exercise. And taking calcium will not accomplish that, but it will cause a deficiency in magnesium. That deficiency of magnesium may lead to a condition where your body suffers from a deadly condition known as cardiac arrest. This is news that you're not going to hear anywhere else, ladies and gentlemen. And Amy, we have another story to share about vitamin C versus ascorbic acid. While I catch my breath, would you please enlighten them about this extremely misleading and potentially dangerous abuse of the term vitamin C?
Well, absolutely. Well, many years ago, research was done on vitamin C, but it was done on natural vitamin C from a red bell pepper. And then chemicals came along, economics got involved, things like that. And so something came about called ascorbic acid, which was an imitator of vitamin C. It looked like vitamin C molecularly, but it's not vitamin C. And it's actually an extract made from corn. And as we know now, corn is the number one genetically modified organism grown here in the United States and North America. So what we're putting in our body thinking is so beneficial, we're thinking it's vitamin C, we're actually pumping into our body a genetically modified chemical synthetic called ascorbic acid. It does not have any of the cofactors. It doesn't have the the bioflavonoids. It doesn't have any of the other things that come when you eat an orange or when you eat a bell pepper, those cofactors that actually made the vitamin C so potent in the original research that was originally conducted.
And if you break it down, part of vitamin C is an antioxidant, and ascorbic acid actually accomplishes an antioxidant effect, but what it doesn't accomplish is the nutritive effect. So if you have scurvy, which is a deficiency of vitamin C, and you take 30 times the daily recommended amount of vitamin C as ascorbic acid, like the one you would buy at a store, the scurvy will never go away. But if you take our product called C from Nature, you will infuse the body with natural vitamin C. And if you only take half of the RDA, not 30 times, but half of the RDA of our natural vitamin C, which is a nutrient, not just an antioxidant, it will reverse that condition in 7 days. And so half of the supposed daily need from food will reverse the condition known as scurvy, which is a disease, which is a deficiency of vitamin C. And 30 times that amount of ascorbic acid will never reverse that condition. And that's the clearest example of why whole foods are better than synthetics.
Exactly. And our promise to you at Purium Health Products is that we present the most whole food, closest to nature available products. And again, we use the amla berry, we use kamu kamu, we use acerola and rose hips to get that natural vitamin C. Yes, you can eat an orange. Yes, you can eat red bell peppers. But to supplement that whole food vitamin C on a daily basis to make sure you are getting that on a daily basis, you can trust C from Nature from Purium Health Products.
And to get that vital magnesium, we have a product called Ionic Elements. And if you take Ionic Elements every day, you're infusing your body with that phytoprotective magnesium, which will go into your body and cause all those sympathetic muscle activities to take place. Those are so, they're going to relieve skeletal stress, muscle stress. They're going to stop cramping and headaches and constipation. The ionic elements are so protective, cardioprotective, that I recommend that everybody who worries about heart disease use ionic elements every single day. But we're getting off topic here, and I apologize for that, Amy. Let's get back to anti-aging. You identified 11 specific areas of the body that are very important. We talked about hair loss. We talked about eyesight being reduced. We talked about wrinkles appearing. We talked about our brain slowing down, our cognitive function. We talk about our muscle mass being reduced, a little bit of flab, maybe even some fat around the middle. We talked about our joints aching. We talked about our heart getting weak. We talked about, you know, the low energy and the low sex drive and the poor elimination. We talked about those things, but we didn't talk about what we're going to do about them, and that is the portion of this presentation that I think is more important, but we wanted to set the table. We needed to let you understand how important this is. Now, we're going to do a thumbnail sketch of the products because we know that the call is a long one, but these products are all products that you are probably fairly familiar with, and we're going to show you how they fit into the anti-aging protocols.
Exactly. Well, Aperium Health Products was designed, we designed superfoods, basically, when we put these formulas together, and we just kind of wanted to run down from the top of the head all the way down the body and talk about which products, you know, address certain issues, that can help with regeneration of certain systems in the body. And so let's go ahead and start with the head. And as we talked about before, as we age, we start to lose our hair. Our hair gets thin. Well, we have an amazing herbal formula that we put together called Renew Hair, Skin, and Nails. It's just a great formula. We sell lots of it because it works.
Well, let's regenerate some hair. You see, the reason we stop growing hair is because the follicles get smothered out by certain hormones. Those hormones are only there because they're, in other words, every hormone has an antidote. They have another hormone that smothers it, that keeps it from producing. And if you don't have enough of that hormone, then the other hormone will sort of take advantage of that. Well, the hormone that suppresses hair growth it has an antidote, and that antidote comes in the form of an herb, and that herb is called Fo Ti or Hoshu Wu. And Hoshu Wu is the number one herb recommended in Chinese medicine to regrow hair. However, Amy and I knew that if the hair was going to regrow, it would have to be strong, so we not only gave you the herb that smothered out the hormone, we provided every single component that the human body needs to create strong, thick hair. So when the hair grew back, it would be good hair. It would be strong hair, thick hair, and believe it or not, it would probably have some of the color that you had been missing, because we put in natural spirulina, which has both iodine and copper. Copper and iodine are red. All hair is some shade of red, and your body needs red pigment in order to regenerate your hair. If you don't eat a lot of fruits and vegetables and green foods, your body will not have the pigment necessary to actually put into your hair. If you have a lot of false pigments, in other words, artificial colors, your body goes to use those to create hair color. It can't, and so you turn gray. Are we connecting some dots for you here?
Wow. Wow. Well, even more important than aesthetics, I mean, of course, nobody wants to lose their hair or go completely gray, but more importantly, we certainly don't want to lose our mind. And we have.
I can't ever remember where I left it.
And we have another product called Revive It All that actually the formula of Revive It All was based on a formula that appeared on the cover of Reader's Digest, and I believe the title of the article was An End All to Aging. Is that correct? Or
Dr. Bruce Ames discovers the end to aging. Now, Dr. Bruce Ames created a formula that he thought the whole world could afford, and he thought that maybe the government would spread it around to all of the aging and elderly in order to rejuvenate and regenerate their ability to be productive at work, to not tax the system with disease. And so he created this formula, and when we spoke to him, we asked if we could create it for our members, for our customers at Purium Health Products. And he said, absolutely. I said, do you mind if we change it a little? And he said, of course. I said, we want to double the potency. He said, that'd be great. We said, we want to add a pharmaceutical-grade ginkgo biloba and the ultimate antioxidant enzyme, superoxide dismutase, both of which go directly into the activity of stopping the degeneration of the mind. And this food does something very unique. It scrubs neuroreceptor sites. It cleans them up, just like a battery cable or a wire that needs to be cleaned the erosion off so it could flow properly. Well, the truth is that that happens in our brain. Neuroreceptors and neurotransmissions cannot match up because they're rusty. This formula scrubs the rust off of them, and all of a sudden your brain is firing like a car that just had a tune-up after it had been driven for far too long and was misfiring. And that's what Revive It All does. It revives your brain function, but also your reaction time. And this reaction time, when your hand-eye coordination is acting like it did when you were a teenager, it feels great. You feel young again. We are reviving your body. We are regenerating your mind.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then moving down, still on our head is our skin. We get wrinkles. We have an amazing skincare line called the Skin Rejuvenating System that is just an amazing way to smooth out and plump up the wrinkles that you may have already, that you may have.
We never promote this. I don't think we've done a call on it. I don't think we have a brochure any longer on it. I doubt that it's prominent in our catalog, but yet we keep selling it over and over and over. The people who use it never want to be without it. I travel with it. It is the reason why I feel good about my skin right now. We have teenagers take it who say it takes away their acne. We have, 90-year-olds take it who say it makes them look 60 again. This stuff is amazing. The longer you use it, the better it works. We have a 5 or a 7-piece kit. We could go all night talking about it, but like I said, it proves itself. Go to the website, check it out. If you want to look in the mirror and say, wow, I haven't seen you in 10 years, this is the stuff.
Absolutely. And I know we are starting to run short on time, so we need to move through the list quickly. But our eyesight is so important. And we know once you hit like 35, 38, 40, the eyesight really starts to change a lot. And we have an amazing product. It was the product of the month last month called Astaxanthin that I think there's some actually patented studies about how it can protect your eyesight.
You know, they're really careful about what you could say about stuff these days, but you could legally say that astaxanthin reverses the ocular nerve damage. That's amazing. Ocular nerve damage leads to chronic macular degeneration and blindness and a deterioration of your eyes. It's the reason your glasses keep getting thicker and thicker. So if you have something that reverses ocular nerve damage that you could legally say it's been clinically proven to do so, that's a pretty cool product. We used to call this athlete's advantage. Now we call it the astaxanthin advantage because all the clinical work doesn't say it's on athlete's advantage. It says it's on astaxanthin. So astaxanthin advantage is amazing because it is not only repairs the damage done to muscles and to nerve endings all around your body, which is why athletes were so amazed with it because they could do ultra marathons and take this stuff and recover so quickly. And the reason why is because it helped repair and protect against damage to nerve endings. Well, guess what? That's why we go blind. That's why we lose our eyesight because of ocular nerve damage. And so this product is no longer just for athletes. This is a product that should primarily be sold because there's a lot more people losing their eyesight than running marathons, Amy.
Absolutely. And another thing moving down the body is our glandular system, our adrenal glands. We talked about as you get older, you just don't have that same get up and go that you had when you were maybe a teenager in your early 20s. And so the product called Be Energetic is a wonderful way to reestablish the adrenal glands and to help you if your adrenal glands are burned out and give you that natural energy boost.
The number one reason why people have low energy and need coffee, need Red Bull, and need all these stimulants is because their emergency reserve for energy is gone. That emergency reserve was given to us by God and Mother Nature. It's called our adrenal system. Our adrenal glands are burned out. We are all suffering from adrenal fatigue. And if we simply restore our adrenal strength, we restore our energy, we put fuel in our tank, and our lives change almost overnight. Do not hesitate to get this product. If you're feeling low energy, if you wake up tired, if you rely upon stimulants, stop. You know they're killing you. You know they're hurting you. You know that you're making a bad trade-off. It's time to stop. It's time to discover this product called Be Energetic. I just took 6, by the way.
I know. You've got a long few days ahead of you.
No, I really did. It's on my desk, and I didn't even realize we were about to talk about it. I just knew I needed my 6 for the day.
Well, the next thing moving down the body is the circulatory system in the heart, and we talked about how heart disease was one of the number one killers in today's society. And so we have an amazing product called HeartAid that really can help support the circulatory system.
The heart is the one muscle in your body that you cannot rejuvenate. However, there is one herb, only one herb. It is the master herb for the heart. It's called hawthorn berry. Hawthorn berry is the only herb that's been proven to actually strengthen that muscle we call the heart. Okay? We have put about 8 other herbs in there that clean the heart out, that cleanse cholesterol, that help control high blood pressure, that help increase circulation, that help increase the reduction of plaque. We put all that else in there, but the core here is the hawthorn berry, complemented by 8 other herbs. There is nothing better you could do for your heart. I challenge any other heart product in the world to show me how theirs is better than this. There's nothing that comes close. And remember, you can't replace your heart. I guess you can if you don't mind pig valves, and that's not a bad thing if you could get it, or a transplant if you could get it, but that is not a pretty thing to do. We'd like to avoid it if we can, so let's take some HeartAid.
Absolutely. And then we want to be active. We want to feel good. We want to be able to get around and still walk a walk with our, you know, friends and family, or maybe play a game of basketball, play a game of a round of golf or a game of tennis. We can't do that if our joints are always inflamed and aching and hurting. So we have an amazing product called Joint Flex that we put together. We synergistically combined it that people have been having a truly amazing results with.
If you're not active, then you never wear out your joints. If you're not active, you get fat. So it's sort of a catch-22, isn't it? You need to stay active, but by being active, you progressively wear out your joints and your ligaments and your all of those moving parts in your body, right?
Absolutely.
It doesn't have to be that way. You know, herbalists from around the world for thousands of years have found ways to restore the integrity to your joints and ligaments, and modern science supports the reasons why those work. In fact, people probably don't know that your ligaments could actually rejuvenate, could actually rejuvenate itself as long as you have a little bit to build on. Cartilage could rejuvenate itself. We put ingredients in Joint Flex that do that. They stop pain, and they help actually rejuvenate and regenerate. We want to have regeneration exceed degeneration. Don't wait until your joints are all the way worn out. Start regenerating them now. Take Joint Flex. Regenerate faster than you degenerate. Delay the effect of this wear and tear that's inevitable by simple activities of walking or moving your arms. Joint Flex is vital. If you've got to take it, if you want to stop that, the first thing that people say is, when I get up, I'm creaky. I don't move as fast as I used to. I can't do that anymore. I don't bowl anymore. I don't golf anymore. I don't play football anymore. I don't play frisbee anymore. I don't do whatever anymore because of my joint pain. That's over with. You're going to be gardening again. You're going to be dancing again. It's all coming back to you because Joint Flex really works.
Absolutely. And again, we were talking about flabby muscles from inactivity. We have a product called Master Amino Complex that's been proven by clinical studies. This product is in the physician's desk reference, and it is able for even people that are bedridden to regenerate muscle tissue. Of course, if you're active, it's going to really accelerate that process, that people that can't even move are able to regenerate muscle tissue with this product. It's an absolutely amazing thing that everyone should add.
This is a product that begs for a commercial with a used car salesman, Amy. It really does.
It does.
Because here's my pitch, okay? Imagine if I sold you a product that you could sleep. Even while you're sleeping, it will build muscle. Imagine if I told you a product that even while if you are in a coma, it will build muscle. We have a product that even if you're if you can't eat protein because you're in dialysis, it will build muscle. We have a product that if you're paralyzed, it will still build muscle. People are going to laugh. And then we're going to say, but wait, it's in the physician's desk reference. And it also is like a facelift for the entire body, the way it tones and tightens everything about your body. So this isn't a carny. This isn't a used car salesman. This isn't an infomercial. These are real, true stories in the physician's desk reference. This product was designed by doctors to be used by doctors to help people with the most severe muscle wasting. And so, of course, it could reverse and build muscle in these drastic conditions because that's what it was built to do. And unlike every other protein, 99% of this protein goes directly toward helping your body. When we talk about having something where the good stuff is better than the bad stuff, where what helps you is better than what you got to eliminate, this is the ultimate protein. And the people who use it swear by it. We're talking firm, tone, ripped muscles when you use this product.
Absolutely, absolutely. And moving right along, because we are running out of time here, as we age, we typically don't sleep as much. I know many people, even in their 40s and 50s, say, gosh, I just don't sleep like I used to sleep in my 20s and 30s. Maybe I only get 5 hours of sleep a night. We have an amazing product called Tart Cherry Juice or Apothecary that helps balance circadian rhythm by its natural melatonin content. And we know that the most regeneration happens during our sleep. So if we are not getting 7 to 8 to 9 hours of sleep a night, we don't have time for our bodies to heal and to rejuvenate themselves. So this tart cherry is a must for people that aren't getting that deep sleep that your bodies need to rebuild.
Absolutely. Now, we have to get through this quickly. We only have two more products to cover, and we'll go through quickly. But your body never rejuvenates more than when you're sleeping deeply. And if you wake up tired, if you gain weight and you don't know why, even though you exercise, it's because the exercise creates stress. The lack of sleep creates stress, and you are going to pack weight on to protect you against that stress. I would exercise less and sleep more, and you will lose weight. This is truth.
Last, but are not quite last, second to last, our hormones start to decrease as we age. I was reading an article that said that women's testosterone level, and yes, women, we all have testosterone. It's that feel-good hormone that makes us have a good attitude when we get out of bed in the morning. So I'm sure our husbands or boyfriends would like us to maybe have more of that. But anyway, as we reach the age of 40, we have less than 50% of what we had when we were 20. And so so a lot of us are grumpy as we age. And so the same thing can happen to men. The testosterone level severely decreases with age.
You're not as much fun as you used to be. Well, now we know why.
Absolutely.
And that's the truth, because you no longer have that feel-good hormone. You no longer have that energy. You no longer have that sex drive. You no longer have what you had when you were 20. And this is a product that has herbs from all around the world, from all ancient cultures. It dramatically increases HGH, dramatically increases the rate at which stem cells are used and activated. It dramatically increases your body's ability to produce hormones, including testosterone, for both men and women. And that increases, we're not just talking about sex here, we're talking about your overall attitude for life. This is a product that is a mood enhancer. It raises serotonin levels. It is something that is going to be useful for everyone as they age. Anybody over 30 should be taking this product. I strongly believe that. But before, and by, there's something called pineal pause, which is this reduction in hormones and hormone balance. It's like menopause, and it affects us, both men and women. Now, daily fiber blend and our enzymes are tremendous at helping make sure that you are digesting and eliminating the accumulated toxins, that they are leaving your body. They are leaving your body without dwelling for very long. They're keeping that whole movement going, if you would, and that movement of toxins leaving your body, that parade is a very important parade. And as you increase the amount of nutrients to your cells and eliminate the toxins that otherwise would accumulate, this regenerative ability of your body is dramatically increased, and the rate at which your body degenerates is dramatically reduced. In fact, the Human Aging Institute said that if you employ these strategies, the use of the cherry juice and these other things that we have talked about, that you could virtually reduce aging by 80%. Aging and disease could be reduced and eliminated by up to 80% with just a few of the tools that we presented to you here tonight. So if you have an average diet, if you have an average diet where you're eating pretty good, but not all the time, then maybe your regeneration is not always exceeding degeneration. Maybe your degeneration has better days than your regeneration. Why don't we talk about that? Because we're to our conclusion. This is what it's coming down to.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, imagine if you could add one or more superstars to your sports team in your area. Say if when we had Shaquille O'Neal and Kobe Bryant on the Lakers, it was a team that was almost
three championships.
Exactly, almost unstoppable. And so this is the power to liken.
Now we're on our way to Chicago. I suggest you give one more example.
Absolutely. Well, the Chicago Bulls were a team that really weren't so great until they had one superstar by the name of Michael Jordan. We all know what a legacy Michael Jordan has, and so once he came, he took a bunch of good but average players, and him being a superstar made the team absolutely amazing. It made it
unbeatable. So imagine if your diet is pretty average. Imagine if you even have a pretty good diet. You add two or three or four or five or six or seven or even 11 of these power foods, these regenerative power foods. And I mean, if you went out and did everything that Amy and I recommended, everything we recommended, what is the full retail price of all the products that we've recommended today, Amy?
You know what? I don't have that at my fingertips right now. Give me
a
moment.
Oh, I thought we had agreed to get that ready. Okay, you left me stuck. Okay, well, I'm not going to guess because I thought that we'd actually have the figure. But,
well, if you give me just a minute, I'll be right back with that.
Okay, let me continue then. The bottom line is that when you take and you keep score, and every single day of your life, imagine that you have a scorecard, and on that scorecard, you're going to write down everything you did in that day to contribute to the regeneration of your body, to the youthing of your body. If you did that at the end of each day, then you would probably know, wow, I could have done more on a lot of days. And if you add some of these super foods, those are the superstars of the food kingdom. Those are the superstars of regeneration. And if you add those Michael Jordan, Shaquille O'Neal's, if you add the Kobe Bryant's, and if you add the LeBron James's to your team, then you're going to have a significant amount of regeneration. You're going to score a lot of points for the good guys, and that's what we want you to do. We've given you these superstars, these superfoods, and we want you to use them. We want you to use them to thrive, and we want you to use them to maximize your potential, to reach that high end and not in a poor state. We don't want you to spend the last 10 or 15 years of your life in a poor state of health. We want you to spend the last 10 or 15 years of your life in a greater state of health, taking advantage of all of the wisdom that you've accumulated over that time and having the time to share the love and the wisdom that you will have without having to be one of the statistics, and that's what we're trying to save you from.
Absolutely. Well, if you talked about, if you consumed every product that we talked about tonight, it's $400 a month at full retail value for every single product that we addressed tonight.
So divide that by 30, and we're talking about $13 a day. Okay. Now I know that may sound like a lot, but that's if you're doing every single thing we recommended. Now, that $13 a day or $400 a month, I guarantee you right now, if someone told you, hey, if you give me $5,000, I'll add another year to your life. If you told me that, And you know what? And for every year that you give me $5,000, I'm going to keep adding another year to the end of your life. Would you ever not spend that $5,000?
No.
Is there any point that you wouldn't want to keep adding that year to the end of your life?
Absolutely. You find a way to not eat at McDonald's or not go by Starbucks to get that, you know, that $13 a day.
Let's say you only need half of those products, and we're now talking about $6 a day. Or you use two or three of those products, the ones you need most, and now we're talking about $1.25 a day. Are you going to invest the same money you invest in going out to eat, the same money you invest in that fancy car you drive, the same money you invest in those pretty clothes you wear, the same money you invest in the school that you go to, in the books that you read, in the Starbucks coffee that you drink, that same money that you're investing in those things? What are you investing in you?
Yeah.
What are you investing on the inside? That's the question tonight.
Those are degenerative factors, all the things that you just mentioned. So you want to make sure that you're not spending especially more money on your degenerative factors, the alcohol you consume, the coffee, the caffeine, the rock stars, you know, all of that, you know, the fatty, greasy food that you may treat yourself to, that you're not spending more money on that than you are on the things that are going to regenerate you, like the things that we talked about here tonight.
Absolutely. So what we want to do is we want to sort of share a little story with you. It's a story about prevention. And so there was a town, and it was a mining town, and it was very, very busy mining town. But soon, the mines ran dry, and the company went bankrupt, and it sort of left town. When it left town, the people who worked for it left town, and pretty soon you had one of these ghost towns. And but soon, the way industry is, a Silicon Valley type of situation arose where technology allowed for people to commute or to work from home or to not have to live in a city environment. People began to move back to the country. And when they did, they found this little town. They found the houses were cheap and the country was beautiful, but it had one little problem: all these abandoned mines. Kids would ride their bikes or play in the mines and fall in. Other people would be hiking and just not see them and trip and fall in. No matter how you slice it, something had to be done. So they held a town hall meeting, and when they did, they were very surprised that almost immediately a very well-dressed man stood up. He was a doctor, and he said, "My name's Dr. Jones, and I spoke to a couple of the other doctors, and we're going to invest in some call boxes, and we're going to put them out near where all of these abandoned mines are. And if anybody falls in, their friends or family could go to the call boxes and summon an ambulance. We'll send an ambulance, we'll rescue the people, we'll bring them back to the hospital, and we'll give them the finest care." And everybody was very, very pleased at this amazing and generous offer that the medical community had offered. And the whole time they were ignoring a sort of plain-dressed man, and he was wearing suspenders and, you know, work boots, and he had his hand up the whole time. And they said, "Sir, you don't need to raise your hand to thank the good doctors." And he said, "No, that isn't why I had my hand up." He said, "I had another idea." And they looked at him with skepticism because they had already found their solution. And he said, "Well, my name's Jim, and I own Jim's Fence Building Service. And I was talking to some of the fellows here at the back of the room, and we were saying that starting tomorrow, we're going to go out and start building fences around those holes, around those mines, around the danger. So now when people come up, they won't even be able to fall into the holes unless they could break through the fence. And then we won't need the call boxes. We won't need the ambulances. We won't need the hospitals. And sorry, doctor, but we won't need you." And son of a gun, if the whole room didn't fall silent, because this is a concept they just weren't prepared for. And so they knew they couldn't fill in the holes. The dangers are always going to be out there. We can't take cigarettes off the market. We can't take McDonald's off the market. We can't take alcohol off the market. We can't take staying up all night and partying and not getting enough sleep out of your life. What we can do is we can warn you about it. Then we could try to build some fences around those things so you don't fall in. We could try to help you avoid as much of that as you can. But ultimately, those traps called disease, those deep holes, not the little potholes that lead to the big holes, but we're going to try to build fences around those holes. And so what we're trying to do is just build a community of like-minded and well-intentioned people that are intent on building fences. We're not doctors. We don't cure disease, but we know what prevents disease, and we just described it to you. If the ultimate disease is aging, the cure to the ultimate disease is definitely a good step in the right direction to help you avoid those other things that we speak of called dis-ease.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a great story that we are fence builders and that we want to go out and to protect you, to warn you, to give you the tools that you need so you don't fall into those holes. So I think that brings us to the end of our agenda. I'm so sorry we went so long tonight. I want to thank you, Dave, for such awesome information.
Well, it is longevity we're talking about tonight, so it's only fitting
that we went so long.
Exactly.
So I just want to thank everyone for listening and have a wonderful, wonderful rest of the week. If you're in the Chicago area, please come out and see Dave this Sunday at the Holiday Inn Rosemont there right near Chicago O'Hare Airport. So log on to our website at phporder.com, click on the calendar, and find out all the details and information.
And we have other events coming up, perhaps in a city near you, so be sure to look at the calendar and encourage those people. You know, if you were impressed by tonight's information, we're going to be presenting it, but with a screen and with graphic illustrations and perhaps with longer explanations in Chicago. So if you could get somebody there, that would be great. Otherwise, we plan on putting this PowerPoint up on the website very soon so you could view it. This whole presentation we gave to you tonight is on a PowerPoint, and you'll be able to share it, look at it again, and share it with others if you want to. So, Amy, great job tonight, and thank you to everyone who took time out of your busy schedule. We had 95% of the people who started are still here, so that means we kept your interest, we hope. And we look forward to seeing you next Wednesday at this very same time. And we promise next Wednesday will be half of the time as it was tonight. So God bless everybody. And thank you once again, Amy.
Thank you. And everyone have a wonderful evening. Thank you.
Good night, all.
Bye-bye.